The Guardian.
Hello and welcome to the Digested Read podcast. This week it's chocks away as John Craze pulls on his bomber jacket, climbs aboard his trusty Sopwith Camel, and heads off on a daring mission to digest Biggles in the Baltic by Captain W.E. Johns.
As the momentous words announcing that England was at war with Germany came over the radio, Major James Bigglesworth, DSC, turned to face his friends, Captain the Honourable Algernon Lacey, MC, and Ginger Hebblethwaite. "Looks like we'll be in for a spot of war flying," he smiled grimly. The telephone bell shrilled. "And that, unless I'm very much mistaken, is Colonel Raymond of the Air Ministry with our orders."
"Now listen here, men," said Colonel Raymond. "We've got a top secret mission for you. Just before the war began, Britain bought a small island, Bergenate, in the Baltic. It's an unremarkable piece of rock, but it's close to Jerry. Your job is to give the Bosch a pounding. And if you're not careful, you might run into your old foe, Erich von Stahlhelm." "It's not going to be a piece of cake," Biggles warned his colleagues. "So if either of you..."
"Count me in, sir," yelped Ginger obsequiously.
"And me, old boy," roared Algy. "Wouldn't miss it for anything."
"I knew I could rely on you," Biggles grinned affectionately.
"And don't worry, we'll have two salt-of-the-earth striker-like cockneys to do the cooking and mend the planes, so it'll be just like school."
"This is spiffing," Ginger gasped. "I'm going to call my kite Dingo."
"Then mine's Didgeridoo," Algy pouted. Biggles curled his lips suggestively. "I'll call mine Willy Willy."
"Why?" asked Ginger and Algy, fingering the pleats of their trousers.
"You'd know if you ever run into one," Biggles replied, repressing his homoerotic feelings manfully. "Now get some sleep. We're to bomb a fuel dump on the Kiel Canal tonight."
"I've never known Archie like that before," Ginger ejaculated, wiping the blood away from a deep cut on his face. "That was some picnic."
"Well done, chaps," breezed Biggles. "Now off you go to bed, Ginger. That graze looks nasty, and you might have a slight temperature. Algy, how about some bacon and eggs?"
Just then, Biggles heard a sound and froze. A U-boat was moored in the cove.
"That's a nuisance," he muttered.
10 minutes later, the flyer was smiling again. He had captured the secret German codebook and sunk the U-boat.
"Shame there were no survivors," said Ginger.
Biggles shrugged.
"We don't have the facilities to look after any Huns, so it's probably for the best."
2 days later, Biggles and Algy were forced to make an emergency landing out in open sea after a daring raid to the German mainland to blow up a railway tunnel.
"What-ho," said Algy. "Looks like a fishing boat has come to rescue us."
"Not so fast, Britishers," sneered a tight-lipped German.
"I might have known we'd run into you sooner or later, von Stahlhelm," Biggles rasped.
"And how typical that you Nazis should be so cowardly as to break the rules of war by using an unmarked boat."
A plane flew overhead. It was Ginger.
"Tally-ho," said everyone, as deadly tracer carved through the fabric of the boat.
"It looks like we'll have to swim the 10 miles back to base," grinned Biggles.
"You haven't heard the last of me," yelled von Stahlhelm, waving his fist at the flyers as he scrambled aboard the German luxury liner Leipzig that had come to his rescue.
Back at base, Biggles and Algy got back into their familiar routine of joshing one another. Trying not to sulk, Ginger decided to explore the island by himself. Climbing higher and higher and traversing an underground lake, he eventually found himself stuck on the top of the island and unable to return to his chums.
"What a silly billy I've been," he thought to himself. "Though maybe being stranded here will turn out to be useful later on."
Algy and Biggles watched their plane sink into a sandbank after yet another emergency landing.
Nothing we can do about it, said Biggles. So let's explore. Algy whispered winsomely. That looks like a major supply depot for the Huns.
And that's a Dornier flying boat, Biggles interjected. If we could help ourselves to supplies and steal the plane.
Landing back at base, Biggles decided it was time for some shut-eye.
I can trust you to bomb the depot and torpedo the Leipzig, can't I, big boy?
He smirked, tapping Algy lightly on the cheeks.
Und so, we meet again, von Stahlhein sneered unpleasantly. Und this time I will make no mistake. I will have you shot immediately.
Biggles awoke to find his archenemy's Luger pointing at his head and the base crawling with Nazis. He couldn't remember ever having been in such a pickle before. Ginger was getting desperate. Biggles needed him, yet what could he do? He picked up the largest submachine gun he could find and sprayed a magazine towards the Hun.
Thanks, Biggles grinned as he escaped to join Ginger. Now let's detonate a grenade and crush the entire German navy that has gathered below in a rockfall. And then we'll be home in time for tea.
Congratulations, said Colonel Raymond curtly, as the three flyers met for a debriefing at the Air Ministry.
I'm sorry we couldn't have done more, sir, wept Biggles.
So am I. If you'd carried on like that for another week, the war would have been over. As it is, it will probably carry on for another 5 years.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.